everybody. How's it going? This is an interesting episode because it's not really an episode. This is both Tiny Shutter and The Lens Wipe joining forces to not only eradicate evil in this world, because there's only room for us, but this is a very, very special day because our good friend and co-host, Matt... Oh, we could end the music now.
I wonder how long you're going to let that go.
Well, this is both Tiny Shutter and Lens Wipe. So I'm Mark Sadowski. That over there is Joe Ferreira. Say hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
And that over there is Maud Byrne from The Lens Wipe.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm a that.
That guy. That guy.
I'll take that guy.
Not this guy, because that would be me.
Better than just that. You know? That thing in the corner.
But enough about us. This isn't about us. This is about Matt Hoffman.
Ah, who are we talking about? It's always about us. True, Matt. He's not here.
He is not here. This is very true, and there's a reason. Because just last night, Joe, do you have the stats?
I will.
I know. I should have brought that up a little sooner. But Joe... No, not Joe. I'm sorry. Well, kind of Joe. yeah. Matt Hoffman and his wife just had their baby. And do I have any applause from our audience here? I think I do. oh, my God. I don't... Oh my, the stupid beach ball of doom here.
Beach ball
here
of
we go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, that's not quite what I was
that's
looking for.
That's not what you're...
Yeah, he and his wife.
I do have the stats.
Okay. before we get into the stats, I would like to, if anybody's following Matt Hoffman's feed on Instagram, you'll notice that, he is already posting awesome pictures. And, here's a clip from, his, all the adventures here.
Jurassic Park.
I may have
embellished
a little bit.
Slightly.
Matt Hoffman did in fact hire John Williams for the birth. That was a nice touch. It really eased his wife into the whole thing. No, all kidding aside. Joe, what's the stats?
All right. Well, I have to keep looking because I might forget his name. But, his name is Joseph, and then he was born. He was like 8 pounds and 21 inches long, and apparently he's a pretty good sleeper.
That's
for
good.
Now.
keep that going as long as they possibly can.
Matt, if you're listening to this, here's a preview of what's to come.
It's messy. I can think you're blue. It's a monkey. Oh no.
You'll be hearing that last one a lot.
Well, congratulations, Matt.
Yes.
Very congratulations. Big congratulations. I invite all of our audience from both Tiny Shutter and The Lens Wipe and the three people that listen to Casual Photography to write in. Either through our Facebook feed or our Instagram feed or our Google Plus feed or any kind of feed, even Twitter, for God's sakes.
No, don't go that far.
Send Matt a message. In fact, send one directly to him if you're on Instagram. He is M. Hoffman Photo, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. So send him a message. Wish him a congratulations. And tell him that it was Maud's idea to use the Jurassic Park theme. I kid, it was mine. But I thought it would be funny. So
that's awesome.
Don't forget to tell him just what it's going to be like having a baby.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
A couple of weeks, maybe. Don't scare him right at the beginning.
Your kids will be like... and you'll be like...
Boo!
No, I kid. What is a good one for that? There will be some days where it's... And then there will be other days where it's, oh, man.
You started off good there.
Yeah.
You're thinking. You're burning. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. Oh, yeah, I'll give myself that. So.
No, this is pretty cool. It seemed, I think they were like a week past their due date, and it's like, oh, that's the hardest.
Like it was a long time.
Yeah, it's that's the hardest when you're waiting and waiting and waiting for that baby to come, and you're like, oh, finally, it's here. And you're like, ooh.
Well, the first one, the doctors say it's going to take the longest. The first one's usually late. At least that's what my doctor said. But there are other doctors that say the first one's always early. So who the hell knows? my daughter was born. Here's something that I have to look forward to. My daughter was born on Cinco de Mayo.
Nice. Wait, when is that?
Sound like the 6th or 7th of May, I think.
It's right around there.
What? Just one more hour and it would have been... I would have.
Seis de Mayo.
Yeah. But nope, Cinco de Mayo.
You couldn't convince her to hold it in just a little longer.
Oh, gosh.
Not yet.
She was born at 11:12 p.m. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was 11:11, because make a wish and all that. Like, no, 11:12. I'm like, yeah, but you can
fudge it with me a little bit.
No.
Work with me.
They didn't. I'm like, you know what? I think it was 11:11 until you brought the watch up. All right, guys, you suck. You're not getting any tip.
Yeah, my daughter was born in January, and then my son was born on Christmas Eve. And in our living room. And so that was great. We didn't have to spend Christmas Day in the hospital.
Yeah, but all right, here's the joke I'm throwing out. Santa Claus comes down, is like, screw it, I can't top this, and goes right back up.
Yeah, it was great.
And then my son was born. Actually, he was born very quickly. He shot out like a cannon. Well, here's the thing. My wife's water broke at like. For those of you who are expecting photography, it ain't happening today. we're all celebratory right now. So my wife's water broke at like 2 a.m. and stuff. Get to the hospital around like 3 a.m. or something like that. They're finally getting ready for everything like around, I don't know, 11 a.m. It's a kind of a drawn out process. But, well, I mean, things take time. From my point of view, water breaks.
A long time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, once the water breaks, I'm already in like adrenaline mode. So, so as the baby is getting ready to, get into position and everything, the doctor encouraged my wife to take a nap. And apparently that nap loosened her up. Oh, so much, because once she woke up, she would like, all right, here's the thing. Like the first baby was born, you could tell how close the baby was by the equipment that the nurses wore. The nurses would periodically come and go. I'm like, all right, it's not time yet. Generally the closer it got, more nurses came in. And then by the time the baby was ready to come, I kind of knew it because the doctor came in wearing full catcher's gear, pretty much, the doctor equivalent. And she's like, I don't know if the baby's coming. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure she's coming. doctor's getting ready to catch this ball.
my wife.
Well, hang on. Let me just finish this. So when my son was getting ready, we knew everything was happening way, way, way too fast because everybody was panicking. One of the nurses started to get the catcher's gear on. I'm like, uh-oh. Oh, everything is fine, honey. That's oh fuck. and then it also helps that I heard the nurse say, I don't care what he's doing, get him down right now. He's coming. I'm like, oh shit, he's coming. So wow. All right, so anyway, I interrupted you. Go on.
Yeah, when I first got married, I joke around a lot, and so I told my wife, yeah, when the baby comes, I'll have that catcher's mitt, and next thing you know, he'll come squirting right out. And she got so mad at me, and I was like, "What?" She goes, and she's I've worn off on her over the years now, and so now she kind of catches me off guard when she makes jokes. I'm like, "What?"
Nice. So, did you bring the catcher's mitt?
No, I just bought the kiddie pool.
There you go. Man. What, Mud, no war stories from you?
No, I've already told mine. I sat and watched My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, that's right. that's a lens wipe story there.
My wife went very quick with both of them. Like, my daughter, it's hard for me to remember looking back because I remember it differently than my wife remembers. Very differently. I do know she will admit that it went fast for both of them. I think it went faster than she thinks it went, but I think that's probably just because she was the one who was in all of it, and I was not. But she got to the hospital. I got the call, left work early. By the time I had to, pick the train and everything, by the time I got there, how the hell did I get there? I had to go all the way back up to Raleigh, then take the car back down to Beverly. So it took me a while to get there. It was like an hour and a half from when I got the call before I showed up at the hospital.
Wow.
No, excuse me. My mother-in-law picked me up in Beverly. That's right. My mother-in-law drove me over there, so I didn't have to go the whole way. So it was only more like 40 minutes. But, like, still 40 minutes between when I got the call and when I got there. And I think it was another maybe an hour, and then my daughter was born.
Wow.
You popped right out. My son took a little longer, but the actual hard labor for both of them were, for both my daughter and my son, the actual hard labor was maybe, 10 minutes for one of them and 12 for the other. Mm. By the time they got into, bad contractions, it was like 10, 20 minutes and boom, done.
Nice.
Which, yeah. And while we were waiting for that, I was sitting there watching My Cousin Vinny.
I heard of a guy, I don't know him personally, but it was an acquaintance, and apparently this was like their third or fourth, and she was mad at him for a long time because while the baby was being born, he was in the hallway popping wheelies with the with the wheelchair.
Nice.
Yeah, magic kind of wears it off after the second time or so.
Yeah,
so
I've been there, done that. I've seen it.
Honey, I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the kids will be in the hallway of the funeral home popping wheelies on the wheelchairs.
Yeah. So, that's the story. And I'm sure Matt will be back soon so that we can, one, do a proper Tiny Shutter show soon, and he'll have plenty of stories. And two, for all you Lenswipe fans, we'll actually do episode 100. Man, we've been drawing that one out. So, yeah, it's
approaching it delicately.
There you go. Oh my God. I should have used the mute mic on that one. So there we go. Congratulations, Matt. And I got nothing. I've already used up all my enthusiasm.
So, congratulations, Matt. See you soon. How's that?
And so everybody write to Matt and wish him, the stuff that we said earlier. So that's all for this week. I think we should end it with Jurassic Park again because that was some cool audio. All right. Take care, guys. No, really, that's it. I don't think we need to tell everybody about us. It's all about Matt this week.
Yeah, but I was waiting for the Jurassic Park video. Come on.
Okay, here we go.
Come on. What are you waiting on?